Last night in our liturgy, we were there with Jesus when he celebrated the Last Supper, when he gathered his disciples together once again to pour himself out for them, to show them through the example of service what it means to be a community, what it means to love one another. We experienced that when he gave his very body and blood for us. Now on Good Friday, we gather around the cross. We gather again as Jesus gives himself now so completely and so fully and so perfectly as he dies on the cross for us. We've been reflecting upon this great mystery now for the last 2,000 years, sharing with other Christians the incredible gift of the love offered by Jesus the Christ. What is interesting, what is fascinating indeed, is the way that that love manifested in the lives of countless Christians has been revealed now. Recently, a survey was undertaken when people who were mostly non-Christians, people who didn't go to church, were invited to offer what their reflections were about Christianity. When they thought of Christianity, what were the first things that came to mind? They weren't given multiple choices. They were just given a blank sheet of paper and invited to write the things that Christianity evoked within them. Do you know what the number one thing, the most common thing that people wrote across that survey? You would imagine that it would be something about love, forgiveness, healing. But no, it wasn't even about the cross. The number one thing that people wrote when they thought of Christians, when they thought of Christianity, was hates gays. And that is just unbelievable, isn't it? Just incredible. That after all this time, as a people of God, as the followers of Jesus, that's the best that we have been able to offer. That we hate something. That when people think about what it is to be a Christian, that's the most prominent thing that comes to mind. That we hate gays. Imagine what the world might be like if as a Christian church, we did not say that we hate things, but we stand for what we love, what we live for, what we give our lives for. That's what this Good Friday invites us into, a reflection of what it means to be the followers of Jesus. We're called, of course, to share in that very ministry of Christ, indeed, to be his priests. It's not just I, for example, as an ordained minister, who are called to be priests in the church. Every one of us is called to share in that priesthood of Christ, to share in that giving of himself for the world. Sometimes if we look at our lives, if we look at the span of our whole life, we can see just the different signs of the work of God within our lives. You know, if we look at an illustration of our lives, if we begin with birth and move through to the point of death, of course, we can think of, you know, significant moments in our lives. Maybe we think of it in terms of the sacraments in our lives. We think of our baptism, our first communion, our reconciliation, our confirmation. Then maybe our marriage or when we made religious profession or received sacred orders. Maybe we also think of those moments, those events in our lives that are marked with sadness, with loss. Maybe it's the death of our spouse. Maybe it's the loss of our spouse through divorce. Maybe it's the birth of someone special or the death of someone. Maybe it's those sad times when we were bankrupt, when we lost everything on a deal that went wrong. Maybe it was those joyous moments when we paid off the mortgage, when we got our first job, when we bought our first car, you can see that our life is full of all sorts of different moments. There's also those times when we realize we're getting things right, when we're beginning to progress in our life, when we're beginning to be more Christ-like, when we're beginning to be more forgiving and more loving and more healing and more free. But there are also times when we begin to slip back, times when we fall away from what it was that Christ has called us into, that fullness of life. On this Good Friday, we're invited to bring all of that before the cross. You may have noticed when you came into the church today that there are a whole series of rocks up there on the stage, all sorts of different rocks, little ones, big ones, Ones that are quite beautiful, quite polished. Others are very dirty. Some are broken. Some are fractured. But each of these rocks, in a sense, are reminders of where we are in our lives. Last Sunday in the Gospel, we heard as Jesus came into Jerusalem, as the crowd was exalted, and as they sang their hosannas in worship of the king, the Pharisees and the scribes said to Jesus, "Master, stop your disciples." And Jesus said, "If they don't cry out in worship, then the very rocks, the very stones will praise the Lord." A week before that, we had the story of the woman caught in adultery. And there, of course, the stones were gathered by the elders and the men in the community. These stones were going to be hurled against the woman, like they had threatened to do in numerous times in the ministry of Jesus, that the stones would have been picked up and thrown as an act of violence and hatred. Stones, of course, can also be signs of new life. We lay one stone upon another in order to build new things. Stones can be crafted and molded. Stones are signs of our hardness and signs of our hope. Today, when we venerate the cross, I'll invite you to come and to look and see which of those rocks that are present there, which of them speaks something of your heart, of your life today. And then to take that rock, to take that stone to the cross, either to lay it on the cross, to place it on the cross as you venerate it, to lay that rock at the foot of the cross, to allow that rock to be a sign of your sin, a sign of your commitment to be different, a sign of your commitment to take one more step closer to the plan of God for your life. Today we're invited to be different because of this Good Friday. We're invited to surrender something of our hearts and lives, to be healed, to find freedom, find forgiveness through the death of Jesus on the cross for us. Amen.